Now I'm playing Fallout 3. This game is in my top 100 games, even though I've never actually finished it. I've played it multiple times, but I tend to get bored. With my character that I create. So this might be the first time I actually finish the game. Hopefully. Hopefully I don't get bored again. And I'm gonna be quiet for the intro scene because I don't like talking during the intro.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart, I have but one desire. And that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of being complete. I set the world on fire.
War. War never changes. Since the dawn of humankind, when our ancestors first discovered the killing power of rock and bone, blood has been spilled in the name of everything from God to justice to simple psychotic rage. In the year 2077, after millennia of armed conflict, the destructive nature of man could sustain itself no longer. The world was plunged into an abyss of nuclear fire and radiation. But it was not, as some had predicted, the end of the world. Instead, the apocalypse was simply the prologue to another bloody chapter of human history. For man had succeeded in destroying the world. But war, war never changes. In the early days, thousands were spared the horrors of the Holocaust by taking refuge in enormous underground shelters known as vaults. But when they emerged, they had only the hell of the wastes to greet them. All except those in Vault 101. For on that fateful day, when fire rained from the sky, the giant steel door of Vault 101 slid closed and never reopened. It was here you were born. It is here you will die. Because in Vault 101, no one ever enters, and no one ever leaves.
And and now it's time to create my character, who is going to be evil, by the way, because it's one of my evil isekai protagonists.
Let's see, are you a boy or a girl? It's a boy. A boy. We've got a son, Catherine. A beautiful, healthy baby boy.
Oh, James. We did it. A son. A beautiful son.
You've got a bright future ahead of you, son. I'm sure of it. Look at you. Look at you. Hi there. I'm your daddy, little guy. Daddy. You're going to need a name, aren't you? Your mother and I have been talking. What do you think about...
Sam Dark. He is one of my evil isekai protagonists.
That's a good name, don't you think? Fits you perfectly. Looks like they've finished the gene projection. Let's see what you'll look like when you're all grown up.
Next. Next, hairstyle, Warhawk, hair color, and his hair is green. Facial hair. Grizzled Samurai. Or Ronin. No, Grizzled Samurai, I think, is the best one. Grizzled Samurai, yeah. Yes.
You're going to look a lot like your dad. See that, Catherine?
Oh, very strapping.
It's a big world out there, son. Full of all sorts of people. What about you? What kind of person are you going to be? You're
James?
Just a... Catherine?
James?
Catherine! She's in cardiac arrest. Start compressions.
James.
Get the baby out of here. Move! Move! 1,000. 2,000. Come on. Hang on, Catherine. Hang on. Okay?
You one minute. We need a doctor, not a deadbeat.
This one's on the house.
Fail to meet my expectations
now,
and there will be repercussions.
James and his cheery chatter.
Decorations.
May your future be bright.
Boys, this place will feel just like home. Don't look straight into the light, pal. You'll hurt your eyes. It's just something you get used to down here. Come on over here, son. Come on. Walk to Daddy. There you go. My goodness. Just a year old and already walking like a pro. Your mother would have been so proud. Listen, kiddo. I know you don't like it when Daddy leaves you alone.
Okay,
but I
now
need you
I'm
to
at
take
a point
care of
where
yourself,
I can get my
You just stay here while Daddy runs to his office. You'll be okay, pal. I'll be back in a bit.
Here's where you can set the skills.
Mama.
Normally, I want to do strength as being maxed, but Okay, so yeah, I'm just gonna do strength at max. Leave everything else at 5. That increases my carry weight.
You are quite the little explorer, aren't you? Serves me right for trying to pen you in.
Yep.
Come on over here. I want to show you something.
There's the Bible
verse
thing. See that?
It was your mother's favorite passage. It's from the Bible.
We're still in the prologue.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He always loved that. All right, come on. Let's go see if your little friend Amada wants to play. We experiment to prepare. We prepare. Of course I miss her. I miss her so much.
Surprise! Damn, you turned the lights on too fast. You blinded the poor kid.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Can you believe it? He is growing up so fast.
Happy birthday, pal. I can't believe you're already 10. I'm so proud of you. If only your mother...
Congratulations, young man. I don't have to tell you how special this day is, do I? Down here in Vault 101, when you turn 10, well, you're ready to take on your first official Vault responsibilities. So here you are. As overseer, I hereby present to you your very own Pip-Boy 3000. Get used to it. You'll be getting your first work assignment tomorrow.
Enjoy your party. You're only 10 once, so have fun.
Okay.
Happy birthday! We really surprised you, didn't we? Your dad was... You're such a liar. Okay, if you're so smart...
A date with Christine Kendall.
Gross! I didn't think you even liked girls. And you know what I mean, before you say something rude about me. I guess maybe I should give this to someone else. Someone who likes Grognak the Barbarian better than me and Christine. The question is, how could you tell the difference?
Oh man, you got a Pip-Boy. I wish I was 10.
Read the book. There. Got what button that did that. And that gives my melee weapons up a bit.
Hey, you having a nice time?
I hope you appreciate the effort Amada put into this party. Don't presume too much on her friendship, young man. I'm still the overseer, and I'm still...
Yeah, she likes me.
What are you looking at, dork? Hey, thanks for I know that,
What, are you two best friends now? Hey!
This party's pretty good, I guess. Not as cool as my party, though. Oh, right.
Attention,
everyone!
I think Paul
it's
sounds
time
sometimes.
To
cup the cake.
Yeah, Paul.
Andy,
wait!
Introduce us to your new best
friend. Happy birthday,
Sonny. Do you mean dork face here? Happy birthday, dork face.
Are you having
Palmer?
A nice party? Goodness, listen. Such a nice, polite young man. Here you go.
Oh, no.
I am mortified about the cake mishap.
Simply having a good time? It wasn't...
How do you like that Pip-Boy, son? Fit all...
Yep.
As a matter of fact... Don't mention it.
Easy keeping this a secret. Now go on. Allow I'm sure everyone else would like a chance birthday. To talk
Daddy,
to the birthday.
Daddy, I told you not to act all official. I know you were joking, but...
I'm hungry, and that stupid robot destroyed the cake. Give me that sweet roll you got from old lady Palmer. Don't you talk about my mom, you little punk.
I'm not sure anyone...
How do you like that, huh?
Butch, what do you think you're doing? Leave him alone.
What is that?
Thanks for coming, Sam.
One of the 3,000
You all right, son?
Come on, Wallet.
Yeah. I hope Butch didn't hurt you. You want to tell me what that was all about?
Yep.
Why, that little... I figured it was him that started it. He's been nothing but trouble since the day he was born. You let me handle this and try to stay out of the way.
What piece of junk?
All right, Butch.
Everything's fine, I hope.
Wind it up every morning.
Hey,
oh, sure, nothing to worry about. Me and Andy got all fucked up again last night.
Goodness.
Can it? I've had it with you, Butch. Your mother is going to hear about this little incident.
Thanks. I'll send him right down.
My fault? You didn't hear what he
Happy
said
birthday.
To me.
Hey, that was Jonas on the intercom. He and I have been cooking up a little surprise present.
Okay.
Jonas is...
Now is when I get the gun.
Fine, tell my mom. Big deal.
Happy birthday, dearie. They sure did. Mom. And now look at you. Since this... Of course.
Are we done?
She gave me a birthday note.
Just remember, I'm keeping my eye on you.
And I'm gonna read it. There it is. Gray walls, impenetrable steel, suffocation, condemnation, little hands groping in subterranean uncertainty, mommy, daddy, and my dad, nay, nay, reborn into purifying fluorescence. A face emerges strong and male, father meet to me, father to all, overseeing our lives, our eternities. Harshness of discipline, harshness of love, obedience, my savior. Larva to pupa, pupa to worker, buzz, buzz, one with the steel honeycomb. 10 lies within the 101 significant at last, till grace seeps from walls to hair to soul, then eternal slumber, the sweet, sleep of incineration. That's kind of creepy.
What are you doing down here, young man? If you can wait just one...
And now for the gun. Come on. Here we go.
Are you ready for your surprise?
Yes.
The Overseer gave... Your own... Jonas. You know how... So. Easy now. It's only a BB gun. But it's not
kill?
A toy. Let's go try it. Well, what do you think? You can... Couldn't have done it without Jonas's...
I'll go thank him.
Happy birthday, buddy. Hey, you don't turn.
Now shoot the targets.
Careful, it's a rat roach.
No, not you, roach.
Just aim and shoot. You'll be
fine. Go, got it.
Good work. Let's get a... Hey, Jonas, get a picture of me with a big game hunter.
Now I stand right here and get a picture.
Smile!
And now we have another time skip, this time to the goat test. Which adds more skills. Right now we're still in the prologue. We haven't gotten to the actual game yet.
The beginning and the end.
This is still just the prologue level.
As far as I can tell, you're a perfectly healthy 16-year-old boy. So yes, you have to go to class to take your goat exam. Go on now. You've got a goat to take. Take care, son.
And you could ask him stuff, but there's no point. It's not as far as I'm concerned, because I'm going to read this. The running experiments behind the overseer's back, and grab this for the bobblehead. And the medicine skill increased by that one.
Good morning. Stopped in to see the old man before class, eh?
Get out of my way, you stupid tunnel snakes!
I can show you a real tunnel snake. Yeah? What do you want? Damn right. And you'll stay out of our way if you know what's good for you. No one messes with the tunnel snake.
And time for some evil karma.
Her weight, huh? I can see why. You're okay, Pipsqueak. Now run along before you get hurt.
God, Butch, why don't you just leave me alone?
Well, you made it. All set for the goat? Trust.
Yes.
I'm sure you will. We'll start.
Been spending some extra time in the diner, Amata.
Come on, when are they gonna show up and start?
Go ahead, take a seat so we can start.
I did.
Well, now that everyone has managed to find the classroom, we can finally get started. No talking, and keep your eyes to yourselves. Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Deloria.
Sure thing, Mr. Brotch.
Unless anyone else has an insightful comment, let's get started. Question one. A frenzied vault scientist runs up to you and yells, I'm going to put my quantum harmonizer in your photonic resonation chamber. What's your response?
Okay, that one, but doctor, wouldn't that cause a parabolic destabilization of the fission singularity of science? Yeah, up yours too, buddy, speech. Say nothing but grab a nearby pipe and hit the scientist in the head to knock him out. For all you knew, he was planning on blowing up the vault, melee weapons. Say nothing but slip away before the scientist could continue his rant. Sneak. I'm gonna do speech.
Question two. While working as an intern in the clinic, a patient with a strange infection in his foot stumbles through the door.
The infection is spreading at an alarming rate, but the doctor stepped out for a while. What do you do?
Amputate the foot before the infection spreads, melee weapons, scream for help, speech. Medicate the infected area to the best of your abilities, medicine, and then restrain the patient and merely observe as the infection spreads. Since I'm evil, I'm doing that one. That's also science.
Question 3. You discover a young boy lost in the lower levels of the vault. He's hungry and frightened, but also appears to be in possession of stolen property. What do you do?
Give the boy a hug and tell him everything will be okay. Speech, confiscate the stolen property by force and leave the boy there as punishment, unarmed. Pick the boy's pocket and take the stolen property for yourself and leave him to his fate. Sneak. And this one does nothing. Lead the boy to safety and then turn him to the overseer. Gonna do sneak.
Question 4. Congratulations. You've made one of the Vault 101 baseball teams. Which position do you prefer?
Explosives, big guns, melee, and unarmed. Melee.
Question 5. Your grandmother invites you to tea, but you're surprised when she gives you a pistol and orders you to kill another Vault resident. What do you do?
Obey your elder and kill the resident with the pistol, small guns. Offer your most prized possession for the resident's life, barter. Ask Granny for a minigun instead, after all you don't want to miss, big guns. Throw your tea in Granny's face, explosives. Doing the explosives.
Question 6. Old Mr. Abernathy has locked himself in his quarters again, and you've been ordered to get him out. How do you proceed?
Use a bobby pin to pick the lock on the door. Trade a vault hoodlum for his cherry bomb and blow the door open. That's lock pick. Explosives and barter. Energy weapons. Go to the armory, retrieve the laser pistol and shoot the lock off. And then walk away and let the old coot rot. Repair. I have no idea why that counts as repair. But lock picking because I need that skill.
Oh no. You've been exposed to radiation. And a mutated hand has grown out of your stomach. What's the best course of treatment?
Bullet to the brain, small guns, large dose of an anti-mutagen agent, medicine. Prayer, maybe God will spare you in exchange for a life of pious devotion, barter. Or removal of the mutated tissue with a precision laser, energy weapons. That one.
Question 8. A fellow Vault 101 resident is in possession of a Grognak the Barbarian comic book, issue number 1. You want it. What's the best way to obtain it?
Trade the comic book for one of your own valuable possessions, barter. Steal the comic book at gunpoint, small guns. Sneak into the resident's quarters and steal the comic book from the desk. Sneak. And then that last one, slip some knockout drops into the resident's Nuka-Cola and take the comic book while he's unconscious. This one.
Question 9. You decide it would be fun to play a prank on your father. You enter his private restroom when no one is looking and...
loosen the bolts on some pipes. When the sink is turned on, the restroom will flood. Repair. Put a firecracker in the toilet. That's sure to cause some chaos. Explosives. Break into the locked medicine cabinet and replace his high blood pressure medicine with sugar pills. Medicine. Then this last one is lockpick, and I'm picking this last one because, again, I need lockpick to be at least at 50.
Question 10. Who is indisputably the most important person involved 101? He who shelters us from the harshness of the atomic wasteland, and to whom we owe everything we have, including our lives.
This, all of these are just do the same thing. It's just the overseer.
Pencils down, people. That's it. The infamous goat. I'm sure most of you didn't find it so bad. Others, well, there are always openings in the maintenance department. Don't forget to hand in your test before you leave. You don't want to know what happens to people who fail the goat. You can have the rest of the day off, to celebrate, or to pray, as the situation warrants.
Get out of my face.
I'm gonna read this.
All finished?
Is Brotch the Crotch, and then
good
there's
to see you.
Back off.
Christine Kindle puts out.
Here you are.
Huh. Vault Loyalty Inspector. I thought that had been phased out decades ago. Well, sounds like a job right up your alley, hmm? Ha! Closer to reality than you might think. Listen, I was just as obnoxious at your age. Just between you. If you don't like the results.
And let's put lockpick. Repair. I think I'm gonna do science because I want that up as well for the hacking stuff. Done.
You need to know.
Wake up! Come on, wake
up! I'm not going to be around to hold your hand forever.
And now we're finally at the Escape the Vault.
Come on! You've got to wake up! Don't be a smart mouth! This is serious! My father's men are looking for you. They've already killed Jonas. You've got to get out of here!
Okay.
It's your dad. He's left the vault. My father thinks Jonas helped him escape. So he had his men. My God, they killed him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm just sorry you had to find out. But we've got to go.
Okay.
Not anymore, apparently. But are you honestly telling me you had-
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure he had his reason. But it doesn't matter.
Listen. There's a secret tunnel that leads directly from my father's office to the exit. You'll have to hack the computer. Use these to get into- Oh, one more thing. I stole my father's pistol. I hope you won't need it, but you'd better take it just in case.
Okay. I'll try to meet you at the exit. Watch out for security. Good luck!
And I will be using melee weapons.
You need to get moving, and be good luck. I'll meet you at the vault door if I can, but don't wait for me.
Okay. I won't. I will, however, take everything I've got. That.
There he is. Hold it right there. Crime any more roaches. Get it off.
He's dead. Pretty sure there's nothing in here.
You gotta help me! My mom's trapped in there with the rat roaches! No, I can't go back in there. Oh my god!
Time to switch weapons. As a baseball bat becomes a problem. Got good karma.
We did it! My mom's gonna be okay! You're the best friend I've ever had, man! Hey, I know it isn't much, but I want you to have my Tunnel Snake's jacket. Go ahead, take it.
Thanks for that. I'm gonna loot here and take everything I can, because I can sell it all. Get out of here. Nothing in here. And that's the room before. Time to swap back to the baseball bat. One, there's more than one rat roach in here. That one's dead. Take everything. If it's not nailed down, it's mine. Bot. No. Hey.
Good to see you. I do so.
right?
Oh,
it's none of my business. Your dad always took good care of us.
Time to loot everything I can from in here.
Just hold still. Your left stabilizer's been knocked loose.
I am holding still. It's your old pulsing hands that are shaking.
If you keep turning like that, I'm going to crack your casing.
The toolbox.
To blame me for your incompetence. Why, I remember George used to have the lightest touch. Those were the days.
Don't be such an old woman. Just a few more adjustments and you'll be as good as new.
Trying to take that, but apparently you can't.
I think I found the problem.
That is not the servo motor switch. To the left. Left, I said.
Don't be such an old woman. Just a few more adjustments and you'll be as good as new.
Nothing you can get
into. I think I'd rather just stay broken than submit to any further
security personnel.
Almost got it.
I don't believe you.
I expect we'll be here for hours.
Severely. Yep, I looted them all.
That's easy.
Into the atrium.
It's our only chance, don't you see? We're getting out of here, just like the doctor. I'm not gonna let anyone stop us.
Tom wouldn't listen to me. You know how we get.
It's me!
Tom! Be careful! Tom! No!
Tom's dead. Looping here. Unfortunately, their deaths are scripted. So there's nothing you can do about that.
The overseer won't tolerate this kind of behavior.
Father, he had to go and leave, didn't he? He had to mess things up for everyone.
Torch. Box. I hear another rat roach. Just don't see it. Weird that it's glitching to that extent. Whatever. It's just a single rad roach that I'm missing, so it doesn't really matter that much.
I told you, I don't know anything!
Be reasonable, Amata. Officer Ma-
Stop, in the name of the Overseer!
I don't want to accidentally hit the overseer.
Oh!
I hope you're here to turn yourself in, young man. You're already in an... I place the good of the vault above everything, even my own paternal feelings. We must not allow... But I admire your protective instincts. Very well. I give you my word that Amata will not suffer further because of your actions. Now then, if you really care about Amata, you will... Hand over your weapons. A regrettable... Do you think I'm s- You'll get nothing. Save.
Go!
Try threatening him, dude.
See it, don't let him get away.
I probably should not have threatened him like that with the Mata present. That probably won't bode well.
Get away.
Now I'm overloaded, but I do have everything.
He's here. Don't let him get away.
I will, however, heal myself. Using that. Nothing else in here. Death.
He's here! Don't let him get away!
Includes a note, by the way, from him.
Hold on, Jonas. I need to record this first. I don't really know how to tell you this. I hope you'll understand, but I know you might be angry. I thought about it for a long time, but in the end, I decided it was best for you not to know. So many things could have gone wrong, and there's really no telling how the Overseer will react when he finds out. It's best if he can blame everything on me. Obviously, you already know that I'm gone. It was something I needed to do. You're an adult now. You're ready to be on your own. Maybe someday things will change and we can see each other again. I can't tell you why I left or where I'm going. I don't want you to follow me. God knows life in the vault isn't perfect, but at least you'll be safe. Just knowing that will be enough to keep me going.
No.
Don't mean to rush you, Doc, but I'd feel better if we got this over with.
Okay. Go ahead. Goodbye. I love you.
Thank you. I told you my father wasn't himself. I don't know what he might have done if you hadn't come along. You'd better get out of here. I'll try to meet you at the vault door. If I don't make it, good luck.
You know, Amada, I actually like you. You're my favorite female character in this game. You're better than the mad scientist lady who experiments on me later. Right here is Amada's. These are the bobby pins. Got the overseer's office key. Now hack this. There's security dossiers. So, they had a scouting mission outside. Giant ant. Take a ton. in. That is the password, by the way. It's a mod. There's a rat roach right here. That is also the last rat roach. Meaning the only enemies going forward will be the last two guards that attack me as I open the door. Keys, so until you open the door, nobody's gonna come out.
No, you didn't need me. If anyone can It's tempting, but my place is here. The vault needs me more than you do. I'm the only one who has a chance to talk some sense into my father. Listen, if you do catch up with your dad, tell him I'm
Gotcha now!
Look out!
What's in here and loot the last of it before leaving. That's empty, that's empty, that's empty. That's not, it's got some conductors. There's anything here.
Any resident found
in here. Or down here. For now, to loot what's down here. So I don't think there's anything else down here. That's the atrium.
This is the Overseer. All residents of Vault 101 are hereby confined to their quarters. The rat roach infestation is under control. Do not interfere with Vault security personnel.
Open door. Pick this. And got the stim packs. Pretty sure there's nothing else in this room other than that. Yeah. This is the exit. Time to exit. See you later, Amada. Wish you would come with me. Oh well. Signs say we're dying, assholes. Help us. Let us in, motherfuckers. Time to exit. Nope. See that. Nope, let's keep all that. Done. Guns and repair. Melee and explosives. Thief. So lockpick. Been done, and next video.